I'm really glad to have the opportunity to share these 7 steps with you. It has helped me successfully handle all the changes in my life. And I know you wouldn't have chosen this subject unless you were going through some sort of change and were looking for some help. Change is the number one most difficult thing for most people to go through. Just the thought of change can bring forth many different emotions. The fear of the unknown, fear of loss. Also, you may experience an element of excitement. Then sometimes we're not sure how we feel. Our emotions become so unstable. But the one thing we can be certain of is that we're going to have to handle a lot of changes in our life. Now, I want to share with you just how these 7 steps came about. It all started on a beautiful day. As I was sitting out on my patio, the flowers were just beginning to bloom, and I love this time of the year, but this year I felt different. My heart was breaking. My mother had recently passed away, and I was grieving her loss. I knew the most important thing one must do when a loved one has passed away is to release them to God, and I hadn't done that yet. And I knew the time had come for me to face my grief, but I didn't know how to deal with all the pain and sorrow that I was experiencing. I began to pray, asking God to help me release my mother. I repeated this simple prayer over and over again. I felt helpless, frustrated, and very, very sad. But I was determined to move through these emotions, and I just kept asking God for help. And suddenly, in a flash, I had a vision. God's wisdom started pouring into me. I ran to my desk for a pencil and paper, and I wrote just as fast as I could. I had seen 7 steps, and each step had an action to take. As I began to study what I had written, I realized that I had been given a formula for handling my grief. Imagine how thrilled I was to have finally found a solution to my problem. A sense of overwhelming gratitude and peace surrounded me, and I went about my day with joy and relief. I just kept saying, "Thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God, for helping me." The next day, when I began the process, a deep sadness resurfaced concerning the loss of my mother. I suddenly realized that God was not going to do the work for me, but like a loving parent, God had provided me with this formula as a tool. As I took each step, I found it was a slow but purposeful work. Many times during the following weeks, I experienced discouragement over my inability to hurry the process. I felt disappointment as I realized that there had been lost opportunities with my mother, which could have brought greater understanding and support to our relationship. Nevertheless, the formula worked in a transformative way. And at the last step, I was able to sincerely release my pain. I came out of the process with new strength, which opened the way to new relationships and new freedom. This process is ultimately one we must all do to be free. Now I want to invite you to take the journey up the 7 steps with me. Before you start this journey, you're going to need a pencil and paper. Writing will give you an opportunity to gain clarity about your emotions. You'll be using your notebook to journal your thoughts and feelings. Deep emotions may surface, and it is important to acknowledge them and write them down. You're not alone. God is with you and will give you the courage to take these steps. You also need to pick a person to go with you up the 7 steps. It could be anyone in your life that you'd like to release, or have a better relationship with. For example, a business partner, a friend, parent or spouse, a child who's getting married or even going off to school. This entire 7-step process can take several days or even weeks to accomplish. You may find yourself on one step for several days or prayer sessions. Be patient with yourself. It takes the time that it takes.